It's starting to look like civil war in Nigeria. Kids are feeling the call to get scripture into the hands of the have-nots, and they let the little children come, and they raise nearly 10 grand for clean water and the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Incessant Boko Haram attacks on Christians sent thousands fleeing from Nigeria's Yobe state to Plateau state. It's a bit like going from the frying pan into the fire. Open Doors' Carl Muller says,
"The larger population of Jos tends to provide a concept of more security because there's more police, there's more official response than there is in the village.
It's likely the threat will follow them. Eventually, believers will defend themselves. It's starting to look a lot like civil war."
Let's just be candid. The whole situation is becoming increasingly a downward spiral of violence, perpetrating violence, and unfortunately the government's inaction is only fueling that. It needs to intervene, it needs to stand up for those that are most vulnerable, and that is the Christian community of northern Nigeria.
The hope of Christ will continue to go forward.
The question is, will we continue to do what we're doing there? Then the answer is, of course, because the church needs us, and they've asked us to stay and to help equip and rebuild these congregations that have been impacted.
Next, human trafficking is a huge problem around the world. 27 million people are reportedly victims of human trafficking. 80% are women, 50% are children. 2.3 million girls and women are involved in the sex industry in India alone. India Partners' Brent Hample says they're partnering with a local ministry, Sahara Charitable Society.
They have safe homes, schools for the children of the prostitutes. They have outreach and Bible studies that they're working with to reach these women and their children with the love of Jesus.
This month is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. Hample says the need for support is staggering, but you can make a difference with just $36.
They grow up in these environments where they grow up then to become prostitutes and pimps and drug addicts and drug dealers. So we try to get them out of that environment, get them into a place where they're loved and cared for. They can learn to read and write. They can learn about Jesus.
Rescue a child today at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Protests didn't let up in Romania yesterday, marking seven straight days of demanding the government's resignation. Romanians have been struggling for years with poverty, and that's left thousands of youth on the streets. But instead of protesting, Teen Challenge Romania is providing their one true hope, the Word of God. Biblica is partnering with the ministry to help provide Bibles in contemporary Romanian, and teens are coming to Christ. Pray for them in this volatile time. Next, did you ever feel overlooked as a kid? Our kids probably feel that way from time to time, but they shouldn't in the church. So why do we leave them out of missions work? Bill Lohr with Faith Comes by Hearing thinks that ought to change.
We teach our kids how to read, how to write, how to do all the things that are going to make them a wonderful citizen as they grow up and get older. But a lot of times we don't think about things in terms of we would want them to do what we do when we get older. We're thinking that'll just be something they pick up as an adult. And really, just like anything else, they need to be taught. They need to see examples.
But when presented with the idea that some don't have scriptures,
they are impacted just as we are as adults. And if we give them the opportunity, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to say, I want to be a part of fixing this because if I have God's word, I want to make sure that these other people do.
Faith Comes by Hearing is seeing kids grasp these concepts and give time and time again. Read ways kids have helped. Get your own kids involved at our website. And two sisters put those same principles into practice. The numbers are in. The 5 and 8-year-old girls raised $9,200 for clean water. The final count comes after months of work. The two girls folded hundreds of origami ornaments and sold them during Christmas. Passionately driven to bring clean water and the message of Christ to the Ethiopians, the sisters spent hours on the crafts. The money raised was matched by a donor. All of it will go to Living Water International. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is your church looking for a great missions resource? How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin insert? Up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.